Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader for the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. Our guest today is Michael Rosenthal, e-commerce implementation manager at BDO USA. Michael is here. He's joining us to uncover how different generations shop and why these distinctions are important to understand and what does it mean for the retailers. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael, so we have about 5 or 6 active generations of consumers in the market right now. We have the silent generation, baby boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Ys, Gen Zs, Gen Alpha, you name it, we have it. And they've all grown up with varying degrees of technology and reliance on technology. And then, of course, as a result, they're going to have different shopping habits. Can you break this down for us a little bit? You know, how the generations shop different?
Sure. Starting sort of, you know, oldest to youngest, if we look at sort of the silent generation and the baby boomers, right, the oldest group. These people are very strong brand loyalists. It's really hard to sort of win their business as a new organization. They know what they like. They've been buying it for years, and they like going back to that repeatedly. Additionally, you know, this group, more than sort of others, really likes loyalty because of that, right? So you keep buying, and you get that loyalty. Lastly, I'd just say for this group, they really are prone to sort of upselling opportunities because they have the cash. They like to splurge. And so if you do get them marketed correctly, there's a lot of opportunity there. Going younger to sort of the Gen X and millennials, you start getting into the group that started growing up with tech or sort of, you know, started leaning into tech at a younger age. They like the customer reviews. They want to know what their peers are saying and doing. They're starting to think more about social and environmental causes, right? They want to make sure that where they're buying from is a sustainable business. They're willing to try new brands. And even in some cases, they start to be sort of more influenced by celebrities and peers. And then sort of going to the youngest group, the Gen Z and Gen Alpha. Gen Alpha really, you know, 2013 plus, you know, they're just coming of age. They're really getting marketed through their parents. But from Gen Z, they really want to know what their peers are buying. They really want to know what the celebrities are buying. They're online all the time. They really buy into the short content that you see on the social platforms, and they get motivated and driven and a lot of times make quick purchases.
So with all of these differences, for all of these different generation of shoppers or consumers, they're shopping in different places and who they're looking to for advice on products is different. Do retailers need to speak to these generations differently?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And customers want that, right? They want to be wanted. They want to be marketed to in sort of their language. And they want brands that know how to speak to them. So retailers really need to understand and provide options to these various generations. Technology really enables this by being able to, you know, sell to, you know, the baby boomers and the silent generation through sort of a more traditional channel of an e-commerce store. And then you've got sort of the Gen Z and millennials where they're really looking to buy through socials or online marketplaces like, you know, the large retailers. Each generation also enjoys, you know, discounting and loyalty. So, being able to speak to those helps.
Absolutely. And it almost sounds to me a little bit, something that we've been talking about for quite some time, and it comes back to, I think, the basics of selling, and that's really truly understanding your customer And then I think this takes it a step further, is understanding what makes your customer want to buy, or who influences your customer to buy. You know, I know from my own personal perspective, I am much more influenced by, we'll use them influencers, we'll use that word, that are my age or my demographic. You know, I'll buy from influencers that I feel most comfortable, that are closest to me, whether it's in age or whatever it may be. Whereas, you know, I won't be buying or following an influencer who's 18 years old telling me about face cream. So it does go back to retailers truly understanding who their customer is and what's the best way to approach those customers from a influencer perspective.
Absolutely.
So following up on that, how do you sell to these different generations? How do you sell to them differently?
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to be nimble as a retailer. You have to offer things like loyalty programs, email campaigns, and just sort of ease of use to sort of the silent generation and boomers. Again, as you sort of get younger, customer reviews and really social marketing become more critical. Even online chat for those just sort of looking to make a more informed decision. Additionally, all businesses really need to be thinking omni-channel. Really, customers are going to search for things on their phone, maybe go to a physical store to look, and then potentially even buy through a third-party marketplace. So with all of these channels, you need to make sure that your content and messaging is in sync. You need to have content in a variety of places. And really, bottom line is you have to make things easy and mobile optimized for sure.
Absolutely. Easy is the way to go. Simple. Make it simple to make that purchase. Thank you very much, Michael. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on the podcast landing page. And don't forget to tune in next week so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.